And right now, all accounts say that Jared Stidham is going to be the guy. They haven't made a trade for anybody else. They haven't signed anybody else. And we're not deep enough into the draft process yet to hear about who they're really interested draft-wise. If Jared Stidham is the guy, what do we even know about him at this point, Rich? What do we even have to go on?
All we have to go on is last exhibition season, preseason, when he played really well, and he also threw a pick six in one of it. I think he only threw like two passes the whole season, and one of them was a pick six in a regular season game. But I do remember.
I think that was to the Dolphins or the Jets.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was the Jets. They shut out the Dolphins.
Okay, my bad. I forgot.
They beat him 43-0.
It was the Jets in
the game that didn't matter, as opposed to the one at the end of the season that killed him. But all I have is that pick six and a really good preseason. That's all you've got. I've heard he's great in the locker room, but who cares? They say that about everybody.
No, they don't.
What else do you have?
I think being great in the locker room matters. Jacoby Myers, who was a guy who was a second tier receiver on the Patriots last year, who got a chance to work with Stidham a lot, especially in the preseason, he spoke highly of him, said that he commands all the drills that he's in, he commands the huddle, and he's an easy guy to play for. That is good. Your favorite word is, oh, he's kind of a tool. Well, he's not a tool, okay?
Of course he isn't.
I agree. And that counts for something, especially when you're talking about the quarterback position. So I like that. What I really like about Stidham is twofold. One is on the field. I like that he's mobile. I've been on this card for a year now, that if the Patriots moved off Tom Brady, I want to see them get somebody who plays completely different than Tom Brady. I want them to play with somebody who can do play action and roll out, who can get on a bootleg, who can do some RPO run pass option stuff that can allow them, for all the great that Tom Brady does, and I thought the Patriots should have brought him back, but for all the great he does, he's a statue, and that playing that way limits your offense's ability to be creative at times. And I want to see Josh McDaniels have a full playbook at his disposal in a way that maybe he – or have different parts of the playbook open in a way he didn't have before.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, the thing about Brady is it's been so long that we don't know any other way. I mean, all I can go on is that Steve Grogan was a really good, agile, running quarterback. I mean, that's 150 years ago. There's just not much there when you've had the same quarterback for 20 years.
I mean, if you only want Stidham to get his chance because he's on the team now.
No, I wanted the Patriots to do other things. But if it's going to be Stidham, then I'm telling you, this is what we know about. This is what I like.
If I said, give me 20 quarterbacks that are you could trade for, free agents or whatever, I don't know if Stidham would make the top 20.
Given their money constraints, and when you fully understand that, then I'm saying, okay, they should get younger. They should go with Stidham and or draft somebody as well. Initially, I was okay with Andy Dalton. I was okay with all of these kind of stopgap bridge people. But when you look at it and say, well, Tom Brady carries a $13.5 million dead cap hit, and Andy Dalton might cost you $17 million, do I want to pay $30.5 million and hurt the salary cap even more? Probably not. So now without Brady, I've pivoted my move to being younger and being more nimble with the